Slide to destruction. In today's life, like I said in the last lesson, there are very bad people in this world who do very cruel things. But there are also some very influential people who do good in this world and teach people to do good things. But in the Old Testament, every single king that Israel had was bad. They taught the Israelites to worship Baal and Asherah and to disobey God and never listen to anything God said. The northern kingdom of Israel had totally abandoned God. The southern kingdom of Judah did a little better, but still not a lot better. They had two good kings who followed God's commands and worshipped only him, but the other kings were just as bad as the kings of Israel. They worshipped idols and disobeyed God just as their fellow Israelites had. Then God sent punishment to both of the kingdoms. Assyria came and destroyed the northern kingdom of Israel, and the Babylonians came and scattered the southern kingdom of Judah. The reason that these kings were not listening to God and were getting punished is because they thought that if they didn't believe in God, they would become more popular with the people, which brings us back to the popularity and power lesson. And then they would gain more power because of that, and everyone would like them. The kings focused more on being popular and gaining more power than on God and his law, which was much more important than that. But then God punished them because they were not obeying God's laws. Even when God sent prophets to them, they still ignored God and the prophets and chose to worship their false gods. A couple of things that I learned from this lesson were that, first of all, we have to focus on God and not on being the coolest, because God is more important than we could ever be, and he should be the most important thing in my life and in everyone's life, and he should be the thing that I focus on the most in my life. Another thing that I learned is that if we leave God and disobey his commands, we'll be punished, because that is God's way of bringing us back to him. The final thing that I learned is that we have to be willing to listen to God and to the people that God puts in our life. That is also the reason that I chose this visual of an ear. I chose it because, like I just said earlier, if we are sinning, God will send people into our lives to put us back on track, and we have to be watching and listening for that. We always have to watch out for signs of God.